God gave you a child. The Bible says children are an heritage of the Lord. And when that child comes to you, it's like a blank piece of paper. Nobody has written on that paper. Nobody has taught them anything. Nobody has given them any kind of information. I mean, they're yours. And God says, I'm giving you this child because I think that you, sir, and you, ma'am, are the best parents that this child could have. And I'm giving this child to you. And I want you to raise this child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And then what do? You take that child because you're too lazy to play with the child. You're too lazy to teach the child. You sit the child in its little boppy or whatever they call it, I don't know. They put it in its little boppy, its little chair in front of the television, and you let Bert and Ernie teach your child. I'm going to tell you something. You know why I'm an independent fundamental Baptist today? You know why I'm a hellfire and damnation preacher? You know why I believe in righteous living? You know why I knock doors and go soul winning and win people to Christ every week of my life? I'll tell you why. Because when I was a little kid, there was a little phase when I was about, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old. And we just happened to be in some really good churches during that time. Really good preaching. Very fundamental, very straight down the line. The whole rest of my life, we kind of went to more liberal, loose churches. And when I was a teenager, we were going to very liberal churches. Very liberal Baptist churches. How is it that by the time I was 17, 18 years old, I came to myself, I came full circle, and here I am back where I was at when I was 4, 5, 6 years old. The same things I believe right now is what I believe as a 4, 5, and 6-year-old boy. How did that happen? Because those are the formative years. That's the vital time of training. That's where you're programming these children. That's where you're training up a child in the way he should go. I remember when I was in Indiana, I was a Sunday school teacher for ages 4, 5, and then all the way up through second grade. And I remember thinking to myself, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm not kidding at all, I said to myself, I have the most important job. And I told the pastor, I said, you know, you're preaching to people and half the adults in the crowd, they don't agree with you, or they're deciding whether they believe what you're saying or not, and they're sitting there skeptical and whatever. These 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds, I'm preaching to them the Word of God, they're just sucking it up like a sponge. They believe everything that's preached to them out of the Bible. They just believe it, and they're being programmed for life. I said, man, this is important. I'm not taking it lightly. I gotta prepare this sermons. I gotta do this right. I gotta make sure that what I'm preaching is right. Because I have the most important job with young children. But who's the one who's spending the most time in front of the TV? Little Johnny, little Susie are being set in front of the television. That's their mom. That's their babysitter. That's their dad. That's who's training them. And are they being taught the things of God? Are they being taught the King James Bible? Are they being taught how to live a clean life? No. Well, you know, maybe that's why. I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that 1 million unmarried teenage girls will become pregnant this year. I wonder if that has something to do with that. I don't think those statistics were like that before the 1940s when the television was invented. I don't think so at all. Maybe that's why there's 43% of teenage girls today don't think there's anything wrong with marriage relationship outside of marriage. Maybe that's why 36% of teenage girls say they plan to live with a man before they marry him. Maybe that's why 80% of women who marry are not pure when they get married. They're not virgins. And maybe that's why 2.5 million men and women in the United States today live together and bypass getting married completely. Huh. I wonder where they learned that. Did they learn it at church? Did they learn it from their mom and dad who were married? Or did they learn it from the television? You be the judge. And the other thing about these Disney movies, you got to watch out. Look at the voices. Who's doing the voice? Robin Williams, who's a stinking pervert. If you say, well, Robin Williams, he's in all these PG-rated movies. Why don't you go down to the video store and rent one of his stand-up comedy acts? And he'll give you just the filthiest stuff. You say, well, Eddie Murphy's doing the voice. Oh, you're talking about Eddie Murphy, who is coming out of the closet as a sodomite now? Just recently? You talk about Eddie Murphy, who if you get his stand-up comedy act, every other word's going to be the F word, and every other word's going to be some vile thing. You say, but he plays this little cartoon and this little fish. Yeah, but you don't understand. These little kids, they're being programmed. And they hear that voice, ha ha ha, and they think it's funny, and they like it, and they hear that voice, and then they grow up, and they hear the voice again. Eddie Murphy. Oh, I like Eddie Murphy. Oh, I like Robin Williams. And then they watch a movie about Robin Williams dressing in drag as Mrs. Doubtfire. And they watch the movie, ha ha ha, it's not funny. It's not funny when you look at the result. Get your head out of the stinking sand and see what's going on. You say, well, you're a fanatic, you're radical, you're over the top. I'm not the one that's promoting violence 12,000 times. I'm not the one who's teaching girls to go destroy their purity and get diseases and ruin their life. You're the one that's the addict. I'm not addicted to anything. I do whatever I want. You say, well, maybe you're the man or whatever, and you say, well, you know, I want to get rid of my television. I don't think it's right. I don't think we should be watching it. But you know what? I'm at work all day, and my wife and kids, you know, they're bored and they just watch the thing. And I tried to talk to them about getting rid of it, and I said, you know, maybe we should get rid of this thing. But my wife just wasn't going for it, and you know, and the kids, they whined and fussed about it. So I just don't know what to do, Pastor, because I just can't see. Look, I will show you what you need to do. I will show you what you need to do right now. Okay? Oh, you know what? I forgot to unveil my... This was supposed to be unveiled for the whole sermon, but... You know, first of all, this would be a good place to start right here. You cut the cord on the television. Okay? But listen, but you say, well, you know, I tried to explain it to them, and they just don't get it, and Pastor, I just don't want to fight this battle in my home. Well, look, I'm going to show you, I'm going to demonstrate to you, okay, exactly how to explain it to them, okay? You know, you say, well, how do I explain it to them? How do I tell them? How do I break the ice on this subject? You say, well, okay, let me give you like an example. You just got home from work, okay? You roll in the door, you get home from work, everybody's in a good mood, it's a good time, you know, to break the news about what you heard in church on Sunday, you know, and you get home. Here, I'll act it out for you, okay? This is exactly what you say. This is exactly what you do. And that's how you explain it to your family, who doesn't seem to understand why they shouldn't be watching that kind of garbage. And I just have a funny feeling that they're going to understand it right away. You say, well, what if they go buy another one? What if I come home and they bought another one? They're not going to buy another one. Okay. You know, it's funny, but that's how I feel about it, and that's the truth.